When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
Passion, drive, and patience. The formula for winning championships is also what keeps your ride or die alive. eBay Motors has everything you need to maintain your vehicle and level it up to peak performance. Superchargers, roof racks, exhaust kits, LED headlights, and more. Whether you're into speed, power, or style, eBay Motors has you covered. With over 122 million parts for your number one ride or die, you'll always find exactly what you're looking for. And with eBay Guaranteed Fit, your part is guaranteed to fit your ride every time or your money back. Because with eBay Motors, you're burning rubber, not cash. With all the parts you need at the prices you want, it's easy to make your car the MVP and bring home huge wins. Keep your ride or die alive at ebaymotors.com. Eligible items only. Exclusions apply. See ebaymotors.com.
Every team, every topic, everywhere. This is Believe.
Hey there, Fangirl Nation. You are listening to Fangirl Sports Network's Get My Job podcast on Believe. I am your host, Tracy Sandler, and I am so excited to welcome back to the show Elisa Hernandez, who is the Los Angeles Dodgers stadium host and field producer for Sunday Night Football Telemundo. Elisa was on the show 3 years ago, but she has quite a few updates for us. She made a number of changes in her career by no longer working in silence and focusing on what she can control. This is a fantastic episode, so subscribe, rate, review, and enjoy. BetOnline is your number one source for all your summer sports this season, from MLB, golf, NBA, and NHL playoff stats. All the latest stats, news, and scores available to follow your favorite teams. Get the latest odds and lines, including the latest team matchups, player props, and odds on just about every sport out there. Head to the website today or use your mobile device to get in on the action. Bet online, where the game starts. Elisa, welcome back to Get My Job. You are our first return guest, but we had you on 3 years ago, and so much has changed in your career, and I wanted to talk about that. So, welcome back, my friend.
Thanks for having me, my bedazzled sister. It's crazy it's been three years.
I can't believe that, but quite a bit has changed in that 3 years. So, I want to jump in and talk about it, and that you've made... You're still doing stuff with the Dodgers, but different than what you were doing before. You are now Sunday Night Football Telemundo field producer. So that's been quite a change. But if you could talk a little bit about these last few years, how these changes came about and how you were able to adapt to them.
You know, well, first, I think so much has changed. And I think for a lot of people, it's like, you have to be comfortable with that change because it is very easy to get into a routine and get into like your day to day. And we all have those jobs or those, you know, certain things that we do that it's like, people really don't watch us as much anymore. So we tend to get away with maybe a little more than we used to when we first started. And so that hunger, you know, kind of goes away a little bit. And so, you know, the last 3 years, I actually left the NFL Network. I was at the NFL Network for 7 years. And that was probably my longest professional relationship that I've ever had. And walking away from that was one of those things that I knew it was time, but I didn't know how to let go. And, you know, talking to my friends that are in the industry, talking to you, talking to my friend Joy Taylor, MJ Acosta Ruiz, Bridget Coron, like, I realized, like, you know what, like, you have to stop working in silence.
Oh, and I like that
was a game changer. Oh my gosh. It was a game changer for me. And it's such a simple thing, right? It's just like, no more working in silence and control what you can control. These two phrases have drastically changed how I handle my career going forward. And when I left the NFL, I really didn't know what I was going to do. And it's just a testament of you never know who's watching, because when I left the NFL, it was it. I left right before draft and it was kind of like, I was okay. I was happy with my decision. But then I was like, what do I do now? Hold on. Football season's coming. Right. Wait, what do I do? And so that panic sets in. And one of my colleagues, Victor Bermudez, who works at Telemundo Deportes, I worked with him a ton 3 years ago when the Rams were here in LA for their Super Bowl. And Telemundo had the broadcast. So I helped them a lot with social content, marketing, you know, just kind of different ways to market the game and create content for the, you know, for the Super Bowl in LA. And when he found out that I left the NFL, he gave me a call and he's like, hey, so you left the NFL? And I was like, yeah, I did. And he's like, great. So you want to join my team for Sunday Night Football? It was literally just like that, which as I'm sure you know, it's really in this industry. It is, you know, it is about who you know, but you do have to know what you're doing. And you know, we get caught up in that phrase, like, it's not what you know, it's who you know. And it's like, yeah, but what you know is going to keep you there. Who you know is going to get you there, but what you know is going to keep you there. And, you know, so I was nervous, especially because, you know, I'm an on-air talent and they only had a field producer position available. And so I was a little skeptical. I was like, you know, I feel like I'm taking a step backwards and I don't know. And then I was like, you know what? Like, let me trust this process. Let me trust this blessing that's coming my way, because people dream about working with the NBC crew for Sunday Night Football. I mean, it is iconic. It's iconic. The Thursday night games that we have for kickoff and Thanksgiving, everybody watches Sunday Night Football. You know, these games are something that I grew up watching, you know, and what made me fall in love with football in the first place. So I took the plunge and I started with them. And this is the first year, the inaugural year, where they had a field reporter and a field producer on the field, like obviously on the field for the first time for Telemundo. And it really didn't dawn on me, like, this is a first, like this is the first time. And so I need to set the bar very high, not only for myself, but for the next person that comes after me, man or woman, that takes this position or once I decide to move on. Because what we don't want to happen, especially as women in sports, like, we always want to be the first. It's okay to be the first. We don't want to be the last. And that was really important to me. So me and Ariana Figuera worked, you know, well together the entire season. And actually, we actually just got nominated for a sports Emmy for our coverage.
Congratulations.
Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. Yeah, we found out for the sports Emmys that Telemundo Sunday Night Football was nominated for one of the best Spanish broadcast category. And so we're going against some top, you know, competition, but really excited, you know, to have that honor, even be recognized. And again, it's like, this is something I wasn't going to do, you know? And then you fast forward a year and I'm nominated for another Emmy. And it's just one of those things that's like, you have to trust yourself in that way. And so again, like, not working in silence and me telling, you know, the Telemundo people, oh, this is what I do and I can do this for you. And look at what I did in the past. And here are my examples, because I was raised to really kind of put my head down and, you know, work hard and people are going to notice your hard work and they're going to promote you. And it's like, in the sports world, that's just not the case. Like, it's like some of the hardest people, working people that I know, you know, I still don't get the recognition that they probably should. And so I decided to be like, you know what? Like, no, I'm going to work hard, but you're going to know that I work hard. And it's not bragging. It's not, you know, anything negative. It's like, no, like, our male colleagues do it all the time. You know, they bring up things and things that they've covered. And it's like, why don't I do more of that? And so that working in silence really gave me, you know, that hunger and that fire back that I had kind of phased out a little bit. And you mentioned I was working with the Dodgers. Last time I was on here, I was their field producer for Sportsnet LA. I worked with Alana Rizzo and Kirsten Watson, two dear friends of mine. And, you know, they both were so encouraging to me. And they were like, Elisa, like, you are an on-air talent. Like, you have the personality, you have the voice, you have what it takes to be on camera. Like, do it, like, go for it. Like, you know, and this whole time, like, just tell me I suck though. Cause then I can just give this up and like, go get a nice, you know, directing producer job. They're like, yeah, no, like, both of them are very dear friends of mine that give me nothing but support. And so the last year, it was right after COVID. My position was basically on the verge of getting eliminated because they realized during COVID that field producer is a luxury, it's not a must. And I was okay with that because, you know, I just saw the Dodgers have their most winning season. I saw them win the World Series and then we started anew again. And so for me, it's like, okay, I got to reach the pinnacle of this position. And I have been trying. Not many people know this story, Tracy, actually.
Oh, well, I'm very excited.
So I had been trying to become a Dodgers host since 2016.
Oh, I did not know that.
And every time I tried to audition, I didn't get it. Or I didn't even get the option to audition. And then as I started knowing people, I kept asking, hey, even when I was a producer with the Dodgers, I was asking, and I'm like, hey, like, you know, hi Greg and hi so and so, like, so great to meet you. And I produce, and I would go in there and say hi every single day for 3 years. Didn't ask them for anything, would just say hi. Hey guys, how you doing? Hope you have a great game today. Okay, bye guys. Oh, hey guys, the talent wants a bobblehead. Can I take one? Sure. Okay, great. You know, whatever. And as they got closer, you know, I was like, hey, like, do you guys have any opening spots? And they're like, no, sorry. Like, we're retaining all of our talent this year. I'm like, okay, next year. Hey, do you guys have any spots? No, we're okay. For 4 years, I got that. So 2 years before that, I just didn't even get a call back. And then two, 3 years after that, I kept getting no. So the last year that I was field producing for Sportsnet LA, you know, I took a gamble. I was like, hey, Greg, you know, for next year, like, do you guys... And I almost didn't ask. So I'm like, you're just going to tell me no. And I was like, do you guys have any opening spots, you know, for me to audition? And he was like, you know what? We do, actually. One of our girls is leaving and a spot opened up. Sure, we'd love to bring you in for an audition. And it was during the NFL draft that I auditioned probably through. It was right before spring training, before the 2022 season. And I auditioned before they left spring training. The audition process was fun. And we did that. And then they're like, okay, we'll let you know. And then weeks passed. And literally I'm walking back to my hotel in Vegas from the NFL draft. And I get a call from the Dodgers and they say, hey, would you love to be our stadium host? Because we would love to have
amazing.
You. And it was just like, what? And it was so, I was so happy. And again, it's just about that, like, control what you can control. I can't control that, you know, they're phasing on my field producer position. I can't control that the Dodgers retain their talent. I can't control those things. What I can control is my role in those things. So, okay, I use my position with Sportsnet to get to know the other side of the Dodgers production team that I didn't know. And then I used, you know, my voice to be like, you know what, one more time. Any chance you guys got an opening? So doing those things really, again, changed my career drastically. And now, you know, I'm back to field producing on a different level for Sunday Night Football. And then I'm on camera with the Dodgers. And it's just one of those things that it's like, you have to take control of what you can, and you can't get boggled down with things that you can't control. And that's something that I definitely spent a lot of time doing in the early part of my career that I won't say I regret, because obviously everybody's journey is different. And I truly believe everything happens for a reason. But I do think now my patience that I had at the beginning of my career mixed in with the hunger that I have now will hopefully give me the longevity that I'm looking for.
You talked about going back to the position with Telemundo and that you were thinking, I'm an on-air talent, but people want to work at Sunday Night Football. And something we talk a lot about on this podcast is knowing what you want to do, but not having such tunnel vision that you turn down opportunities that could be great. And I feel like that's a perfect example of that right there, because it feels, at least from where I'm sitting and when we talk about it, it's something you really do enjoy doing. And if you had just said, nope, I'm an on-air talent, I'm not doing it, would have been fine, but it feels like you would have missed out on something special.
Yes, 100%. And you know, it's one of those things that, like, the thing is, it's hard, right? Yeah, it's hard to gauge it sometimes, because sometimes you do need to say no to things. But not, you know, again, you have to look at the bigger picture, right? You know, if I didn't do Sunday Night Football, I probably would have covered the NFL, but probably just the Rams and the Chargers here in LA, since I'm based out of here. And, you know, Sunday Night Football took me across the country, and I was able to connect with people that I met through my days at NFL only by email, that I was finally able to meet through, you know, in person and say, hey, oh my gosh, so nice to meet you. And finally in person, so nice to talk to you. Wait, what are you doing now? Oh my God, you're Sunday night. And there is, I would be naive to not acknowledge that there is a prestige when you say I work for NBC Sunday Night Football. And you know, exactly. And people are like, wow, like that's really, like you do that. And I'm just like, yeah, I do. And like you said, like missing out something special. I didn't even know that I would have done that because I was thinking of saying no. I was. And then I was like, you know what? Let me just, like, I want to do this. I think I can do it well. And then again, when I found out that this was the first year that they were going to have a field producer and reporter for every single game for Sunday football, that's huge. You know, it's part of a long partnership deal that they have with NBC. And so I'm like, wow, like this is bigger than me. You know, like this is a 13-year partnership that NBC and Telemundo are having together to put Spanish broadcast media on the same playing field as NBC English. And, you know, we are getting top tier talent. You know, we're interviewing Dak Prescott after the game, Kenny Pickett, Russell Wilson, like all these, like, you know, top tier players. And that normally, like, you only see with certain, right? Or like, you don't give that respect as much to Spanish media. Like, you'll get the third string guy or the guy, you know, that, no, like, hey, like, he's free. Like, obviously, respect to all the players, but there are levels in tiers when it comes mm-hmm. to post game interviews. And so, me being like, no, like, you know, we're going to get top guys. You know, we're going to get the Dak Prescotts. We're going to get the Jordan Loves. We're going to get the Lamar Jacksons. We're going to get, you know, the Josh Allens of the league. And so that was special. And understanding that, you know, my reporter for Sunday Night Football, she is from Venezuela. And she came over here when she was a teenager and she worked her way up to this position. And me being first generation here in America as well with parents from El Salvador, it's like, wow, you have two first generation kids mm-hmm. that grew up here, and we're covering America's game. Like, there was beauty in that for me. And there was, and we're both women. We're women of color. And, you know, I think that gave me such a joy of football. And again, I'll be honest with you, Tracy, you always bring the honesty out of me. That's why we're bedazzled sisters. But, you know, when I was at the NFL, I got burnt out. You know, that does happen in this industry. You get burnt out. And I didn't like football as much as I used to. I didn't even love football as much as I used to. Like, I love my mm-hmm. team, obviously. But, like, there wasn't that, like, oh, my God, turn the TV on, the game is on. Or I'd be like, I can't watch something else. Like, I was so burnt out. And it was sad for me because I love football. You know, it's I loved it since I played, you know, tackle football with my brother in the backyard when we were kids. And, you know, Sunday Night Football, I will say, taking that opportunity helped me find something that I lost, because I went to these different stadiums and I saw these fans just enamored with the game. And, you know, Sunday Night Football puts on a show. There's fireworks, yeah. There's, you know, there's halftime shows, you know, and so they're like mini Super Bowls every week. And so seeing the fan bases, the different fan bases, oh my gosh, like it really filled me with so much joy, and it brought me back to the game that I love. And now, like, I, oh my gosh, like now free agency, I'm like, what's happening? Oh my God, what is this? Now I find myself going back to who I used to be when I first got into
sports. Oh, I love that. I think that's fantastic. And sometimes change will do that. And sometimes you need a change and you mm-hmm. need a break and to refresh and recharge and then move into something else. So that's fantastic. I am going to have you, we're doing this episode a little bit differently because it is your second time, which I love. I love this follow-up episode. This is kind of a fun idea that I think I'm going to be instituting, but I would love for you to take us through a day in the life in each of the positions. So a day in your Sunday Night Football life. Let's do that first. And actually it's baseball season. Why don't we do a day in your Dodger hosting life first, and then we'll do a day in your Sunday Night Football life.
Sounds good. I know people always like, what's your favorite sport? I'm like, what season is it? So I mean, for Dodgers, so we get our scripts the night before and I look through it. So I see who I'm hosting with. I see what our pregame show looks like. So they'll let us know if we're going to be, you know, telling people about promotions coming up or specialty night events coming up. And then the matchup, sometimes, you know, when the Legends of Dodger baseball is happening. So we have to tell people, hey guys, there's a special ceremony, or hey, the plaque is now up on top deck, go visit it. So we always tell people the updates. So we have that script that we go through the night before. We get to know what games we're going to do for that specific game. And then the next day, we arrive to the stadium about three hours before, 3 hours before. And so I make sure, you know, I do my hair, my makeup. I always try to have a little fun with my makeup. My biggest thing is my nails. My nails are always, you know, colorful. Yes, they're always colorful and bright. So, you know, we always wear our Dodger gear, sweaters. We wear stuff that people can buy at the store. So in case they like it, we always tell them, oh, you can buy it at Top Deck or you can buy it here. And then we get there. We have a pre-production meeting. We sit down, we go through everything, we watch any videos that they need us to watch. Like if there's a connected with, you know, Mookie Betts, you know, we have to watch it to make sure that we can toss to it and come out of it with banter that's relevant and things like that. Or, hey, we're surprising these fans with something. So, you know, what are you going to ask them? Every now and again, we'll have an interview that we have to do at Top of LA. And so they'll say, hey, our guest today, you know, is Tyga, and like he's promoting his album. So, you know, ask him this, or what do you want to ask him? So we'll kind of, you know, banter back and forth. It's a really collaborative session, which I love. And yeah, then after that, I work with my fellow co-hosts to just go over the script really quick and say, all right, hey, I'm going to tell you this, or hey, I can say this to like transition you a little better into your segment. They're like, okay, great. And so we work those things out. And then about in 45 minutes or so before we actually play, we have our pregame show. Our pregame show is roughly about 30 minutes, 20 to 30 minutes, depending on the day. Sometimes they're longer, sometimes they're shorter. And yeah, and so we go out and we film and everything is live. And the delay at Dodger Stadium is not fun, but I've gotten used to it now. But like there is a delay. And when I first started, I would wait myself to talk. And they were like, Elisa, don't do that, because you realize you're on camera just staring at it for like 2 seconds before you start talking. And I'm like, oops. And so, yeah, so we have that delay. And then we do our pregame show. After pregame show, I get a little bit of a break. And then we do the games. So this year we have a really fun game called Think Fast. So we have Dodger fans. We pick one. And we basically just throw things at them. And they're like different items.
I saw
like,
it last
you know,
week. It was really fun. He was the guy who's going against them.
Okay. Yes. Yeah. Like we throw like a unicorn at them. Like, and obviously nothing that can hurt them, but like a hat, a cup, like just little thing. And they have to catch as many, and they're going against another Dodger player. And the winner, you know, gets tickets to a future Dodger game. So that's one of our newer games this season, which is a lot of fun. And then we brought back Cap Shuffle, which is a favorite for everyone. And we have our food truck race as well. So we do all those games. And then once that's done, depending on what's happening, they might tell us like, hey, we have an announcement that we have to add on later. Hey, we have to tell fans to stay after. So you might you know, they'll kind of give us they'll let us know if we're cleared or not. And then, yeah, and then after that, especially now, normally I would stay for the games. And if it's a great game, I'll probably stay. But like now I get out of there because the traffic after the games, I'm like, yeah, no, thank you.
It's definitely getting out of there is not the easiest.
Yeah. So those are my fun days. I always say like Dodger Stadium is my happy place because I just love it. I love connecting with fans. And one thing about Dodger fans is that they watch that pregame show. And let me tell you, I was the host for the Lakers once upon a time. And I was a diehard Laker fan. I didn't even know they had hosts. Okay. But like, I always knew the Dodgers had hosts. And so they definitely pay attention to the pregame show and they definitely watch it. And they'll, you know, write to me on Instagram or they'll stop me at the games. And so it's a very like, you definitely have their support, but you also have to be on top of your game, because if you mispronounce a name, they will let you hear it. If management doesn't get to you first, the fans will. So, you got to love that part. And then as far as Sunday night football, that one's a little more tedious. So I am a very, I overpack whenever I go on trips, and I overprep every time I need to
do
things.
Important.
And
the so overprepping is very important.
Yes, it is. And I think the biggest thing too for me is like, you know, as field producer, I want to put out in the energy the kind of field producer that I would want for myself one day, right? And I would want a field producer that is going to help me out and maybe give me things that I didn't know. And so me and the reporter, we have our morning ritual, like, okay, we'll get Starbucks. And then literally we don't talk to each other for the first mornings of the game because we're studying or we're prepping. And so she has her notes that she looks through. I have my notes that I look through. And then we meet, you know, about two, 3 hours before the game. We head over to the stadium. And we get settled in, we check in with the NBC crew, we figure out where our position is on the field, we meet our camera guy, we meet our audio tech, then we have our production meeting on the field that we do every single game. Once that's done, we talk to security. We let them know who we are, all that good stuff, get our armbands for the game. And then we get like about an hour break, I would say, between our show and like once the meeting is over. So after we do that, we kind of get together, we eat dinner either at the press box or we buy something and we go over our notes and I say, hey, so what do you have on this? Oh, I have this. Oh, cool. Well, if this happens, then I have these notes. And so I always make sure to go to the press box because the press box always has something that is not online. I don't know how they do it, but there's always something there that's not online. And so I get some notes or like some milestones to watch. And then I keep track of those things during the game, right? So if, you know, I don't know, you have Jordan Love is 5 yards away from breaking Aaron Rodgers' rookie season record or something like that. You know, it's like I'm tracking those things for her. So then I'll let her know, hey, just so you know, this happens. And then the game comes on and it's like I have my headset and the reporters are too. And so we're watching for everything. We're looking at injuries. Who is that? What is the injury? Talking to PR, making sure we go to PR and say, hey, like, what is the update on this guy? What is his status? All these things so that we can do a report for the broadcast. So then I'll talk to the producer in Miami. I'll say, hey, Vic, we have something on, you know, Deebo Samuels. Okay, great. What is it? And I'll tell, okay, great. I'll come to you in 2 seconds off camera. Okay, great. Hey, so-and-so, they're going to come to you off camera. Okay, great. Hey, what about this? Hey, we want this on camera. Okay. Hey, camera, audio, get over here, set up. So I'm like constantly in motion. But you know, I'm chaotic so that my reporter is not, right? And so I make sure that all she needs to worry about is getting the information across. I will get camera, I will get audio, I will get everything you need. But you do have to be on top of your stuff and you have to anticipate something that you can't. It's trying to catch lightning in a bottle every single game, which is crazy to think. But
there's always something, though. It's all an NFL game. There's always something.
Exactly. There's always something. And I think on top of all of that, it's just this is why I was so grateful for this position this year, because if I would have took this job not with that open mindset, there's no way I could do it. Because if I was still in that burnt out mindset, because I had a break from March. I mean, granted, it's off season anyway, but like, I didn't have to do draft. I didn't have to do combine. I didn't have to do, you know, OTAs, mini camp. I didn't have to do any of that, right? I was completely disconnected from football for those months from March until September. And having that fresh kind of mindset, you have to have it because football's a lot, you know, there's a lot going on in those games. We're at home. And so we just think, oh, he's hurt. And then in 2 seconds, we have the information, but no one's thinking, where is that information coming from? Who is getting that information? How fast are they getting that information? You know, and so it's one of those things that I've really kind of, again, recaptured my love for it because I know like fans care and fans want to know and they want to know what's happening at all times and giving people that access and knowing that my role contributes to that, you know, really, really kind of gives me life. So once that ends, like it's funny, the in game is crazy and then post game comes in, it's so fast. Literally I text PR, I say, hey, we want this guy. Okay, great, you'll get him after Melissa. Okay, great, we're gonna be lined up. Great, zero hits, we run on the field, we find Melissa Stark, she's like our North Star. We line up next to her, she interviews the person comes up to us, we get a couple questions in, done, and then that's it, it's over. And then we're like, oh, okay, back to the hotel. So my Sunday night football days are definitely more chaotic than my Dodger games. But it's definitely a lot of fun. And I will say I do like, the guys don't, like all of our crew doesn't. I like Sunday night football on the West Coast because you're done and you still have a little bit of a day left. On the East Coast, like you're done and it's like 1 a.m. So it's like... You know, I always try to make sure, like, we try to find some balance to kind of come down from the high because Sunday Night Football is so energetic and you're so, like, kind of, when you leave that you're like, wait, I'll have to go to sleep now.
That's definitely a positive, having it on the West Coast for sure. As a reporter who covers primetime games on the West Coast and East Coast, the West Coast is certainly a lot more pleasant of that there.
Yeah.
Alisa, thank you so much for coming back on and sharing your updates with us. And I loved everything you had to say. And I think you gave us some really good advice. I love stop working in silence and controlling what you can control because it's all we can do in all aspects of our lives. And it's so important. So thank you so much for that. Please let everyone know where they can find you.
Well, thank you for having me on. So excited that I'm the first guest to come back.
I love this. I love to get my job up.
And honestly, like, Oh my goodness. But like 3 years, like it's crazy to think that I did this. And I remember where I did this podcast. I was in the editing booth at NFL Network. We were still in Culver City at the time because now we have the new offices in Inglewood. And I remember doing the podcast from there. And now it's like 3 years later and it's just completely different. But one thing will always stay consistent is that me and you are friends. So always. I love that. But yeah, you guys can find me on Instagram at Alisa Hernandez TV. And I do have a TikTok, but you know, I need to start using it more. I don't use it to the point where I don't even know what my name is on there, but I know it's somewhere on my link tree on my Instagram page. So you guys can find me on there too. And yeah, definitely come out to Dodger games this season. It's going to be a lot of fun. If you see me hosting out there, please stop and say hi and let me know I heard you on the show. And I'm like, oh my gosh. So, but it's going to be an exciting season. So I can't wait for you to come back. You were there for opening week.
I'm coming back on Saturday. So I will be back again.
Well, it's a good thing I'm hosting on Saturday.
Well, I will be looking for you and I can't wait. I will be Instagram snoring you from my seat. So I'm very excited.
Mic drop.
You guys, you can find me on Twitter at TracyFGSN, on Instagram at Tracy Sandler. We are brought to you by Bet Online. And if you like what you heard, and I know that you did, please make sure to give us a 5-star rating and a super positive review. And with that, I will talk to everybody next time. Bye, all.
Thank you for listening to Believe. You can show support to your host by subscribing to the show and giving us a 5-star rating on your preferred platform. Check us out at Believe.com and search for BLEAV on YouTube.